afternoon, friends. You're listening to EBC Radio 1170 AM, Aapki Choice. And I am your host, Alka. And as you know, whenever Alka comes on the radio, she brings lots and lots of valuable information to you. And I always care for your health and give you the information which matters to you. So today we are going to be speaking to very special guests, Hiral Shukla and Sabine Rokaria. And they are from Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Hiral Shukla, a community cancer control specialist, and Sabine Rokaria, a patient navigator, are from Community Outreach and Engagement Department at the Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey, which together with Robert Wood Johnson Barnabas Health is the state's leading cancer program and only National Cancer Institute designated comprehensive cancer center. In partnership with ScreenNJ, Rutgers Cancer Institute is committed to meeting the cancer-related needs of communities across the state and through community outreach and engagement works to support efforts to reduce the state's cancer burden. So with that, I want to welcome Hiral and Sabine on airwaves of EBC Radio. How are you both doing?
Thank you, Alka. We're doing great and we're thrilled to be here.
Great. So, Hiral, I'm going to be asking you a few things about your work, what you do with the Cancer Institute of New Jersey and how you're helping the community. So could you explain what is a community cancer control specialist?
Yeah, absolutely. First and foremost, good afternoon to you and the listeners. Thank you for having Sabine and I on your segment and taking the time out of your schedule to listen to us. So a community cancer control specialist is essentially a health educator. There are six of us on the team, and our primary goal is to promote cancer prevention through education in the underserved communities statewide. And the cancers we primarily focus on are breast, lung, colorectal, prostate, HPV-related cancers, such as cervical, and lastly, skin. So these are all preventable cancers, which means there are certain tests available to catch the cancer before it starts. And in addition, we highlight the importance of nutrition as well as lifestyle factors and behaviors that can lead to cancer. So our overall goal as a department is to empower the public to take charge of their health and connect them to the proper resources available to them.
Okay, if you don't mind, is it all free to the, people who you would be reaching out, or they can reach you, or insurance covers?
Yeah, absolutely. So the services, so the workshops that we provide are completely free to the public.
Okay, very good. So friends, we are talking to Hiral Shukla, and she is from Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. So Hiral, tell me, what is your role in interacting with communities?
This is a great question, and this is actually one of my favorite parts of the role. So we basically identify and connect with local social services or community-based organizations to help get the message across in terms of cancer prevention or healthy lifestyle overall. Mm-hmm. So, for example, providing workshops, programs, or even webinars at local libraries, churches, temples. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, we partner with healthcare providers, so such as public health agencies. We help train healthcare professionals to help increase cancer awareness and share information about cancer screening.
That is so good and so important for people to get educated because you don't know. I mean, with God grace, like, I hope nobody gets this disease, but when it happens to you, you become like so helpless at that point. So little education is always great. If not to you, you can always help others, right?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, one of the most important parts about interacting with communities and community organizations is finding the right champions that is willing to sort of, you know, help promote the message for us as well. Because sometimes, you know, we may not be trusted as a healthcare institution for whatever biases that may already exist in the communities. Mm-hmm. But having churches and leaders from churches and temples sort of advocate for us and get this message across is really important.
Excellent. So now, how does your team help reduce the cancer burden in New Jersey?
So in order to help reduce cancer burden, we use data and statistics from public health agencies such as CDC, as well as the American Cancer Society. We also use our local community needs assessments to target areas with higher clusters of cancer in New Jersey. And then based on that, we tailor our programming. Excellent. And additionally, we engage with our partners by coordinating community outreach and screening events, as well as hosting resource tables to share culturally sensitive educational information.
So with all those data, you determine that breast cancer, cervical cancer, and few more other cancers you identified in the beginning. So those are more in the South Asian community. It has been seen more, right?
So they have been seen actually primarily in populations across this, this country. Okay. So specifically breast cancer being the second leading cause of cancer in women, and then lung cancer being the number one in both men and women. Mm-hmm. And we also realize that colorectal cancers are also the second leading cause of cancer death throughout most populations if they're not screened early.
Mm-hmm. So it's always good to see a general physician and go for your regular screening, whatever annual or however it has been. And if there's a family history, they should be more aware and get those screening done faster. So now what services do you offer to in order to promote cancer prevention?
Yeah, so as I mentioned before, that we provide free workshops on the preventable cancers that I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. We offer them in multiple languages, right? So we realize that New Jersey is a melting pot, and so language at this point shouldn't be a barrier. Mm-hmm. We do utilize our interpretation services to help translate our PowerPoints if need be, if we don't have a staff available to help do the presentation in that particular language. We also have education on genetics. You just mentioned, you know, talking about family history. Mm-hmm. We all know that in particularly the South Asian communities and a lot of the immigrant communities across our country, that we don't talk about family history. We don't talk about medical issues that may exist in the family. And so it's sort of important to have that bi-directional dialogue within family members, and we certainly promote that. Mm-hmm. And then we also do provide LGBTQ plus competency trainings for organizations as well as the community to make sure that that particular community isn't left out. And then in addition to that, we offer cancer prevention materials as well as professional training for staff members for our partners to promote cancer prevention. So again, if they want certain flyers in specific languages, we can certainly help them get the material translated and get it to them so they can disseminate it to the populations that they're serving, even though we're not physically there to do so.
So these and if there's, for the organizations who are trying to educate the community, right?
Correct. And this could be anybody that may be doing, you know, any type of health education program. So, you know, primarily, for example, like if you took YMCAs or public health agencies that promote chronic diseases, we do sometimes provide them with our materials that, can, that they can disseminate at their program.
Excellent. So now, Hiral, can you tell our listeners, like if somebody is really hearing and they want to get more information or reach out to you, how can they reach you?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you would like to request an educational workshop for your organization, or have our outreach team come and host a resource table, you can email us at outreach@cinj.rutgers.edu. And I will repeat that one more time. It's outreach@cinj.rutgers.edu.
Very good. Or they can also call at certain number.
Yes. So Sabine will go into that number a little bit more.
Sure. And let's get Sabine on air. And as I earlier said, Sabine Rokaria, she's a patient navigator from the Community Outreach and Engagement Department at the Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey, which together with Robert Johnson Health in the state's leading cancer program and only national Cancer Institute designated comprehensive cancer center. So Sabine, a very warm welcome on EBC Radio. How are you doing?
I'm great, Olga. Thank you so much for having me and Hiral on air. It's wonderful to connect with you, and well, hello to all our listeners.
Well, excellent. We have been talking for so long. Finally, the day came in and we could talk to our listeners and to you all. So can you tell us, what is a patient navigator?
Sure. So I'm a patient navigator, and that means that my team and I are people who are able to provide one-on-one support to individuals who might need help navigating the healthcare system. So this involves navigating people through insurance processes, making their medical appointments, and providing education about how to understand our own health history that we mentioned and health needs. It can be overwhelming and challenging for some folks to figure out how to do all of this at once, especially if someone hasn't done it before, or hasn't been to the doctor in a while. So as patient navigators, we can help reduce some of the stress that comes with getting into care. And we really truly walk an individual through the process. We answer questions along the way. We apply for insurance coverage if you need help doing that. And we schedule appointments for people who are interested.
That is so nice. I mean, I can imagine like people must be so frustrated and, you know, at times now everything is getting so much digitized so that, you know, certain people may not be able to maneuver online or find things. So if you guys are, your patient navigator is there to guide them, that's excellent. How does a patient navigator assist community members?
So at ScreenNJ, patient navigators like myself, we help our community members get connected to cancer screening specifically. So our program through ScreenNJ has us set up in every single county of New Jersey to help guide our community members through the screening process. We provide free one-on-one assistance to anyone who may need it. We'll make the screening appointment for you. We'll refer you to a screening site or a provider and talk to you about any concerns you may have. If you're not sure about how to prepare for the screening, such as a colonoscopy, we can make sure that you understand all of the information from your provider. We also know that our community members live busy lives, and some of us have a lot of things that get in the way of getting screened. These include barriers like time, money, and transportation. So we're trained and prepared to help individuals work around these kinds of barriers. So, for example, if someone has any issues getting to appointments or, you know, applying for Medicaid or needs food or housing support, we can help you out through our partnerships in the state as well. Our services are not only free, but we really try to make sure that we can support individuals across the state to get screened regardless of their insurance status and other barriers to care.
Very good. That is superb. Like, I think people should go ahead and take these benefits which you all are offering is free. And also main thing is somebody is holding your hand and taking you through the whole process. So what else you can expect, right? So what are some things the South Asian community specifically should know about cancer prevention?
This is a very good question. And some of the good news that I'm happy to share is that among South Asians, cancer rates do tend to be relatively low when compared to groups of other ethnic backgrounds. And this may be due to variations in diet or the way, you know, we kind of live. But still, cancer across all groups, unfortunately, is on the rise. And we want to keep those numbers as low as possible and hopefully even zero. So it's important for our communities and our South Asian communities, especially for some of our parents and grandparents, to know about nutrition as it relates to cancer. We want all of our community to be well educated about the impact of getting enough fiber and healthy fats into our diets, both of which are protective against certain types of cancers. And aside from diet, we also want to make sure that our South Asian community overall is paying attention to cancer screenings and getting them done as they become eligible whenever they're old enough and according to age. We understand that we have families that may be listening that may face language or cultural barriers when interfacing with the healthcare system. We also know that many of our listeners here are or have parents that are immigrants, some of whom may not have documentation or are undocumented. So for all of our South Asian community members who might have any of these concerns or barriers, they really want to spread the message that getting screened for cancer at the right time is one of the most crucial things we can do for ourselves, and that these barriers can be overcome and that we are here to help you. Overall, your health is invaluable, and we encourage you to take good care of yourselves, get screened, and get back to doing what you love.
That is so, so nice, Sabine. I'm just getting so excited and so happy hearing all the services you're providing to the community, you know, and people are getting aware through the radio. And I hope they, or whoever is into these kind of needs, they will take the advantage of the service you're offering. So now, how can community in need of your services get in touch with a patient navigator?
Sure. So like I said, we have navigators in every single county. I am personally assigned to the central region. So if you're in central New Jersey, I can help you out. But otherwise, you can email us at patientnavigation@cinj.rutgers.edu, mm-hmm. which is patientnavigation@cinj.rutgers.edu. We also have a phone number, which is 1-833-727-3665. Mm-hmm. And in case you can't write any of that down, you can find us at screennj.org to learn more.
All right. So best way to remember, screennj.org, and you will find all the information there. But if you want the phone number, I can give you again, 1-833-727-3665. So Hiral and Sabine, before I let you guys go, can you just give us one quick tip where we can, how can we engage our community more with your services so that they avail these services from you all?
Yes, I can go first. I mean, you know, I think we can start with our temples. I think we are very, a lot of our community, you know, look to the temples for guidance and whatever the case is. So if there's anybody who is a leader in a temple that can connect us and you know, try to get this conversation going. But more importantly as well, talking to your doctor, right? Talking to your doctor if you are 40 years of age and a woman that is in need of breast cancer, or 45 years of age who has not gotten a colonoscopy, to sort of bring to your doctor and ask these questions to see if you can get screened. And like I said, if they need help, you know, Sabine and I are here to help navigate them through the healthcare process if need be. But having these open conversations with your family, if a cancer runs in the family, as well as notifying your physician about some of these family histories that run into your family so they can help you make the right treatment plan.
Very good. And how about you, Sabine?
I completely agree, and I will emphasize again that the for me personally, I think the conversations with our families are really crucial. So for anyone that's listening that thought about this and said, you know, I'm too young to get a cancer screening right now. I'm not old enough. I already talked to my doctor. I encourage you all to, at the next time that you're having just a chat with your parents over a cup of tea, start to ask some questions about, you know what happened in your family or what might be there, so that the conversation starts to open up and that you learn what's happening in your own family history, as well as you're opening up the conversation for your parents and your grandparents to really think about getting screened themselves since they're likely at the eligible age.
Thank you so much, Hiral and Sabine, for being on AVFs of EBC Radio and sharing such a wonderful information to our listeners. And it was such a valuable information. So looking forward to speaking to you all sometime soon again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Alka, for your time and having both of us on here. And thank you to the listeners that tuned in and hope you all found that valuable.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.